Hello, you've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Demonte. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yeah.
Are you in need of roadside assistance?
Yeah, man. I think I need a tow, probably.
No problem. Can you provide your first and last name for me?
Yeah, first name is Guillermo. Last name is Onate.
Can you spell the first and last name for me?
Yes, sir. First name is G-U-I-L-L-E-R-M-O.
Last it's G-U-I. Name is... One second, sir. So it's G-U-I-L-L-E-R-M-O.
Yes.
Go ahead with the last name, sir.
Last name is O-N-A-T-E.
Can you also provide a good callback number just in case your call disconnects?
Yes. 951-287-8437.
No problem. One second, sir.
Oh, thank you.
If you get a copy of the report, they just got to request it with the
doctor. Okay, cool. Everything good with her?
Yeah, really fine. Her car got hit on the passenger side, so...
Oh, was she texting or something, or? Really?
Yeah, she was kind of from like a bar, but she was not drunk.
What the?
She was getting yelled at, she was walking around, like, stepping over the piece of the car.
Okay, for sure. All right, man.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
Hey, you wait for a tow?
Yeah, I'll take care of it. I'm chilling right here. All right, bro.
And also, sir, thank you for holding. With the callback number that you recently provided, would you like to receive mobile text updates for the status of your service?
Yeah, I sure appreciate it, man.
No problem. Message and data rates may apply to that message feature. Can you provide your member ID or policy number to have your account put up on today?
I do have it. Hold on. What do you need specifically? The first policy number?
The member ID or policy number, sir.
Okay, I have a policy number. It's going to be
700-99-92. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Are there any letters in front of the seven numbers?
Are there what? I'm sorry?
Are there any letters in front of the set of numbers?
No, it's all numbers.
Yes, sir. So with the 700-99-92, I was not able to locate anything. I did process this number more than once. Now, I still wasn't able to locate anything, sir. Can you provide your vehicle full VIN number to have the policy pulled up?
Yes. VIN number is 2-G-C-E-K-1-3-Z-2-6-1-2-8-8-3-0-9.
And that's 2-G-C-E-K-1-3-Z as in zebra, 2-6-1-2-8-8-3-0-9. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yes, sir. So I also did process your vehicle full of VIN number multiple times, and I still was not able to locate anything. Sir, so I do have one last way that I will be able to locate the policy. With this way, the information that I'm going to be in need of is going to be the effective date of the policy, which is the date your account was effective when you purchased it. Also, a 5-digit producer code. The producer code should consist of 5 digits and 5 digits only, and also a plan letter. The plan letter should be Plan A, Plan B, Plan C11, anything of that sort. Sir, is it possible for you to provide this information to have your account put up?
No, I don't see that. Hold on. What the hell? I see, I got this. This is acceptance insurance, correct?
This is not the insurance company directly. This is roadside assistance, but we're contracted with the insurance.
Okay. I don't know how that doesn't pop up, right? I mean, that's my VIN number. I got the insurance paper right here in my hand. Policy number. I gave you the policy, so you couldn't find it. I bought an NAIC number.
So, yeah, that's your four-digit producer code.
Five digits on my paper.
Well, five digits, sir. My apologies.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay, is that going to help or no?
So, I would need two more fields following that producer code to have the account pulled up this way, sir. So, following the producer code, I will also be in need of the effective date, the day your account was effective, and also a plan letter.
Okay, I have that. I have the effect date, but I don't have what's a plan letter.
It's a plan letter. I'm not sure on what it will be exactly. It just depends on your policy, sir. It should be somewhere on your roadside information.
What the fuck, man? I don't know, man. I try. Shit. That's all I have. I have like a little tab they gave me to put in my car. And that's all it has. It's got an effective number, expiration date. The insurance company name is Anchor General Insurance. Policy number, its company address, the city, state, zip code, and NAIC number, and then my truck VIN, make and model. That's all it has. Is that another thing that could help me with, or?
So, yeah, I need the effective date, the five-digit code, and just the plan letter to locate the account this way, sir.
Wow, man. Well, I can't.
I can't advise you that you can contact the insurance company directly. They're the ones who control the entire policy. In order for us to assist you with the service, in order to be recovered and have the policy pulled up, we need the correct information to have your account pulled up, sir.
Okay. You don't know how you're okay. Okay, let me I'm sorry to waste your time, man. Let me see if I can figure that out and I give a call back, I guess.
No problem. And also we do look forward to assisting once you do decide to give us a call. Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you as well, man.